Good morning. It is coming up on 722. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We'll have more news, traffic, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour. But it is March 1st, so it's time to talk a little financial news now with Bill Roller. He's at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. It's another great day in the market somewhere. Dow's off 38 right now, so we've certainly been seeing a lot of volatility over the last few weeks, kind of the post-Christmas rally, or that the Christmas rally that came in, and now we're dealing with the aftermath.
Well, I thought it was all good, and things were just cooking along in the stock market.
Well, it was, until it wasn't. And increased volatility is usually the sign of some kind of a top. So,
what caused that?
Big concern in the market is inflation. Believe it or not, that inflation's taking a spike up and bond yields are down. But that again, it's never clear cut. The interest rates are dropping a little bit now, based on Jerome Powell's testimony in front of Congress that maybe the Fed's not going to be as aggressive about jacking up interest rates and controlling inflation as the market thought.
Well, that should be good news for the stock market then. They should be cooking right along then.
Yep, that's generally good news. But again, there's still doubt about that. So it's not going to be straight up. So what's kind of what's happening also is, the greater economy is doing well. If you follow the economic news, a lot of the leading indicators are pretty strong. So what we're seeing is money's kind of coming out of the stock market and out of the bond market and back into the real economy, which is good. Obama did a good job of keeping down the real economy, so the stock market benefited.
So now it's kind of turning around a little bit.
Yeah, so it's kind of reversing. Certainly what will help hold up the market is repatriation of capital, the huge amount of money that large U.S. corporations have been keeping overseas, as that makes a return here to the U.S. We're going to see volatility here for a while, and then eventually the market will do a downturn. We're 9 years into a five-year business cycle.
So are you seeing a lot of businesses, because of the tax breaks, coming back into the United States, or are they just moving their money back?
Haven't seen businesses necessarily coming back. You had a large number of companies that basically left the U.S. I mean, they didn't take their plants with them, but they moved their corporate headquarters, like to Ireland or to Bermuda, famously for Tyco, in order to get more tax advantages. I haven't seen any cases of where companies are saying, okay, well, we made a mistake, we're moving back to the U.S. yet.
No, they're just bringing their money back.
Yeah, they're bringing their money back, but that's going to be a longer-term process, and we should be doing things to encourage companies to move their headquarters back.
Right. Well, thank God for Intel and Nike and those guys here in Washington County. Those guys are they're bringing in and they're expanding huge too, by the way. I don't know if you've seen the Nike campus lately, but they're taking over several more blocks and expanding, and of course traffic becoming a nightmare for sure.
Traffic is sometimes a good problem to have, and let's hope that entrepreneurs like Lyft and Uber can help ease some of that congestion.
Yeah, that's not helping. That's making it worse.
According to one study, I saw that. I think it's going to be probably worse on a short-term basis, but probably better long-term as sort of the whole transportation grid realigns itself.
Yeah, I had an appointment downtown yesterday afternoon, 4:45, okay? Usually it would take me about 45 minutes. It was over an hour and a half because of traffic lining up on 26 inbound. It was ridiculous.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And then coming back, same thing, because it was, it was almost 5:45, and it was rush hour traffic, and it was ridiculous from before the tunnel all the way up out past 185th now. It's not going well. And they expanded the 26 out to three lanes all the way out past 185th. So I don't understand how that's going on. It should be flowing freely is what it should be doing. But anyway.
Well, that's right. And certainly for the whole Portland, Vancouver area, the transportation grid hasn't come close to keeping up with the congestion. We're about five bridges short over here.
Yeah, exactly. You have like two choices pretty much.
Or swim or fly.
Yeah, exactly. It. Time to buy a boat, Bill.
Well, I have an airplane, so I've got one kind of wacky thing that I have to deal with. So
yeah, that's kind of an expensive way to get around, though.
You kind of do the math. I mean, there's certainly psychic benefits. I own a third of a 182, so the secret is like anything that flies or floats or is a vacation home, you're better owning it with other people.
True.
Yeah, and I don't play golf, so I get to look competent while flying, and rather than looking incompetent while swinging a golf course.
Oh, there you go. All right. In the next 20 seconds, what's your biggest tip for investors right now?
Biggest tip? Well, certainly the cash is going to be always going to be king. That's going to do well. I'm certainly seeing movement in the semiconductor equipment stocks going up. ASML, Lam Research, Applied Materials. Certainly the memory is doing well. So chips are doing strong. Intel certainly had a surprise to the upside when they reported a couple weeks ago.
There you go. He's Bill Roller at BR Capital. It's 728.